Would you stand for God's greeting? From the book of Revelation, John wrote, "Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen." Let's greet each other this morning.
Forever, Christ the Lord. Academy rehearsal hall. It's time to warm up your vocal cords because Mary and Joseph have just arrived in Bethlehem. That's right, angels, hurry! This could be the glorious night we've been waiting for.
Glory in the
singing angels, your glorious sound heavenly.
And your trumpet playing is top-notch, Gabriel. I don't mean to barge in. Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Michael. We're so excited and all warmed up and ready to go.
Great, but look who I found out gallivanting through the galaxy without their permission. I was notified by the prayer circuits because they were overloaded with people praying about some activity in the sky. It worried them, so I flew out to take a look, and here they were, surfing on the shooting stars.
Harpo, Halo, Hattie, not again.
Dude, we were almost wiped out at Saturn. I cut back, hung my toes on the nose, and rubbed the green rune.
Yeah, we were fully stoked.
Yeah, fully.
Harpo, you're not supposed to leave your post. Halo, this is against the rules.
And especially today of all days. We're waiting for the Father's orders to go to Earth and to make the big announcement. It could come any minute now. Angel alert! Places! Places! Oh, that was close. But we need to knock a few seconds off that timing. Timing is everything. Angels at ease.
Michael, like, we're so sorry. We really didn't mean to leave.
It all happened this morning while we were finishing our chores. I was cleaning the windows in one of the mansions.
Me too. As I looked out the window at God's awesome creation, Halo, and I just had to get out there and get a closer look. The next thing, we were paddling out and carving the clouds.
We were so happening.
Harpo, Halo, Hattie, look, I know you didn't mean any harm. I understand that. Just go ahead and get back in line.
No.
Just promise me, just please promise me that you two will wait patiently and follow the Father's orders from here on out.
We promise.
And speaking of promises, tonight could be the very night the promised Messiah is born. For what God promises,
we will do.
In a dream. The people simply have no idea what's going to happen tonight. They have no earthly idea.
Well, a few might remember the prophecy of Isaiah.
For unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given.
They were told where to find him in Micah.
But you, Bethlehem, though you are small, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel.
Not very many will remember that verse. They'd like to forget it. They took one look at Bethlehem and said to themselves, I think not. No ruler over Israel is coming from this tiny place.
They can't just decide they don't like the town and ignore it. It's God's word. It's the truth.
Well, they are a lost people. They're like sheep without a shepherd. That's why the Father is sending us, or sending his son. And by the way, I'll let you in on a little secret. I know his name. They're going to call him Jesus.
Jesus!
Hey guys, when you look through this, you can see everything. Wow.
Oh no, you guys have got to see this.
No, Halo, not now.
But look, you gotta see what's going on.
Harper, whoa, no. I don't need to see anything. I'm waiting for the Father's command.
But there's something.
Hey, settle down now, you guys. Angels, the scriptures say that one day every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus, the baby being born any minute now, is going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Trumpet call. Angel alert. Places. Better, much better. We're getting close. Angels, at ease.
Excuse me, Michael. Do you mean every knee will bow to Jesus?
Yes, Anna. Every knee will bow.
Even him?
Yes, even Lucifer. Yes, especially Lucifer. Let me just remind you that Lucifer was once an archangel like me, but because of his pride and his unwillingness to honor God, he was banished from heaven. He took almost one-third of the angels with him, but make no mistake, angels, God is in control, and he has a plan. He is sending Jesus down to earth to save his people from their sins.
Michael, I have an announcement for you.
Thank you. Oh, my dear seraphim and cherubim and all the heavenly host, the Savior of the world has been born. He is Christ the Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus came about. Caesar
Augustus.
Augustus made a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world. So Joseph and Mary began the long and tiring journey to Bethlehem.
Jesus, for God so loved the world, he sent his Son. Jesus, precious Jesus, do they understand you are the promised one? Jesus, precious Jesus, only you could be the sacrifice. Humbly came to earth to give them life.
And when they arrived in Bethlehem, they searched for a place to stay. But the city was crowded and the inns were full. There was no room for them.
Oh, Jesus, precious Jesus, for God so loved the world, he sent his Son. Jesus, precious Jesus, do they understand you are the promised one? Jesus, precious Jesus, only you could be the sacrifice. Jesus, precious Jesus, you humbly came to earth to give them life.
And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in a cloth and placed him in a manger. A lowly, humble stable was the birthplace of our King.
Thank you.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. Oh, Jesus, precious Jesus, for God so loved the world, he sent his son.
Jesus, precious Jesus.
Jesus, precious Jesus, do they understand you are the promised one?
Jesus, precious Jesus.
Jesus, precious Jesus, only you could be the sacrifice. Jesus, precious Jesus, you humbly came to earth to give them life. Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus.
You guys, you will never believe what's happening on Earth right now. It's gnarly.
Mary had to travel on a donkey. I mean, the lady's 9 months pregnant.
And they couldn't find a room anywhere in Bethlehem. Every place was full, so he had to stay in a stable of all places.
And wait, there's more. She gave birth to Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Right there in a dirty stable. Are you with me? Our Lord Jesus is lying in swaddling clothes.
Like in a feeding, trough.
In a stable!
We know what's happening. We were briefed on the birth 10 minutes ago.
Oh, but wait, there's more. We were just out there and we saw...
Wait, stop right there. Not another word.
But wait!
You guys...
You guys, that was like so 5 minutes ago.
Harpo and Halo, stop. I warned you two, and now I'm going to have to ground you. Both. Neither one of you are going to be flying tonight. Now go in the back and hang up your wings.
Stay here. What?
You've got to be kidding!
No, I'm sorry, but you will not be going to Earth with us to make the announcement. You're simply unable to answer orders. Tonight, you two will be staying home and preparing the angel Coco.
What? Coco? We want to share the good news, not be in a kitchen.
Yeah, well, I'll run along and get cooking. We'll fill you in about our trip when we get back.
Bogus, dude!
Now, get ready, angels. I'm sure any minute we'll be leaving for Earth. So stretch and warm up your wings and fasten your halos.
Now follow
me. Yeah, go. But when did the Father want us to announce it? So we waited patiently.
Hey, 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 Gabriel, oh, we want to know. Hey, 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 Gabriel, oh, we want to go.
It could happen at a moment's notice. We had to be ready. Would it be tonight? We waited for our orders.
Hey, 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 Gabriel, could this be the night? Hey, 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 Gabriel, when we take our flight.
Would we tell the message to kings? Would we announce it to royalty? Who would the Father send us to? Not just shepherds.
Hey, 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 Gabriel, can we sing our song? Hey, 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 Gabriel, we've waited so long.
Then all of a sudden, it finally happened.
It's time, angels, it's time. Angel alert! Places, everybody!
The Father was sending us to Bethlehem. We were still surprised that he chosen shepherds to give this fantastic news to, but hey, we followed orders. So, to the shepherds we went. With my heart racing, I gathered all the angels, then I flew into the front and led the announcement.
Glory now to God we sing.
see those shepherds run?
I don't think they heard Gabriel say the fear not line.
Every time we say fear not, they freak out.
Humans.
Heavenly Hotline, Michael speaking. Excuse me? What happened? Oh, really? Wait a minute. Where's Harpo and Halo Hattie? I need to know where those two are.
They're in the kitchen, you know, where you sent them earlier. I just saw them.
Well, it's not Harpo and Halo Hattie. They're both here. Listen, I'll be right there to check it out. The prayer circuits are all abuzz again. You know, there's something suspicious going on. I think it's some of Lucifer's evil behavior and his forces. I'm going to go take a look around.
Wow, I wonder what it could be the problem this time.
Yes, humans sure do like to bring their issues to the Father, and he loves to hear from them.
Maybe it's Joseph. He may still be trying to understand the whole savior to the world and the family thing.
And no doubt, Mary has a gazillion reasons to be praying, too.
Or maybe it's just the shepherds. We did just give them some exciting news.
Oh, angels, I just found out why our prayer circuits were so busy. They're jammed with requests.
What happened?
Well, it seems my hunch was right. Lucifer was very upset about Jesus' birth. He sent his followers out to try to confuse our wise men from being able to follow the star.
Oh, no, he wouldn't do such a thing.
Oh, yes, he would do such a thing. But don't worry, I understand there were two very brave angels on the scene who worked hard to make sure the light over Bethlehem was clearly seen.
What angels? Who did that?
I'm told it was Harpo.
Harpo.
And Halo Hattie.
Halo Hattie.
Yes, they were trying to tell us earlier, but we wouldn't let them finish. But now, because of the birth of the beautiful Bethlehem star is shining brightly, the wise men, the three wise men, they are right there on time.
Now, would you all sing this song with us, please?
Rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious.
Angelica, would you go get Harpo and Halo Hattie? We need to thank them for their help with the Bethlehem Star.
We also need to fill them in on our exciting announcement to the shepherds.
You sent for us?
Yes, Harpo and Halo Hattie, Gabriel and I, and all of the other angels, of course. We want to thank you two.
What? What are you talking about?
We were told how you two made sure that the Bethlehem Star was clearly seen and that it was shining brightly over the manger.
You two were such angels, really.
We know now that you were what you were trying to tell us, and it was all about earlier about Lucifer's schemes. But we didn't take the time to listen. The wise men, they made it safely to the manger, and they were able to worship with our Savior. It's all because of your help.
And we want to say thank you.
We were honored to be of service.
It was our privilege.
Now, Harpo and Halo, have a seat. We've just got to tell you about our visit to Earth, a night that changed the world. I need your attention. I just received word that the Father's plan is already in motion. The shepherds have been seen running through the streets of Bethlehem announcing Jesus' birth. They're telling everyone what they have seen and what they've heard. The message is going out. Why don't you guys come up here? Jesus, the Son of the world, has been born. Roll call. Cherubim.
Here.
Seraphim.
Here.
Multitude of heavenly hosts.
Here.
Our work has just begun, and our duties have expanded. Every time someone puts their faith in Jesus as their Savior, it is our privilege, angels, to celebrate and praise the Father together.
And no doubt, the heavenly hotlines will be busier than ever. So, Gabriel, sound the trumpet. Hey, it's okay. I get that.
Okay, just do it.
No.
Actually good. No.
Just Mom, blowing did she play this?
Just blow. You can do it. Come on, just blow. Just be like,
no.
Dude.
Come on.
You can do it.
No.
Just start it where it's at. That's fine.
We do want to thank all the kids this morning, and particularly we want to thank Laura Meyer for all the work that she's put in organizing this. There have been many, and Barb Voss, and everyone else, the sound crew, thank you guys very much. I know there have been a lot of hours that have been put in. We're going to take an offering now, And we thank Zoe and her grandma for playing the offertory. There's going to be two offerings taken. The first will go towards Calvin College. And the second basket that's coming around, we don't typically do this, but we are helping raise funds for churches that we're helping build in Liberia. So this is for the furnishings that were talked about last week. The second offering will go towards those furnishings. Thank you. Well, are you prepared for the longest sermon ever preached? That's good. Actually, the closing meditation is also a prelude for which will be our closing song shortly. So one of the songs we sing this time of year is Joy to the World, and we're going to sing an adaptation of that as we close soon here. If you were with us caroling last Sunday night, and thank you for those that joined us, it was a good crowd and a very good night, we sang this song as well. One article reads on this particular hymn, "The words and the lyrics of this Christmas hymn, Joy to the World, were written in 1719 by Isaac Watts." The song is based off of Psalm 98. Isaac Watts comes from an interesting family. His father was a nonconformist. If you have any idea what that means, he wasn't well-liked, and he was also imprisoned for various actions. Watts was ordained as a pastor of an independent congregation. He wrote many hymns and many carols. He was awarded a Doctor of Divinity degree from the University of Edinburgh in 1728. And this hymn that he wrote is most famously set to music by Frederick Handel in Handel's Messiah. You've heard it sung. "Joy to the World," taken from Psalm 98. Let me read Psalm 98 to you. The psalmist wrote, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made him his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, our Lord. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and all those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills sing for joy together. Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness, and all the peoples with equity." Now, when Isaac Watts wrote the hymn, Joy to the World, based on that psalm, it wasn't written as a Christmas tune. It was written as a hymn recognizing and acknowledging the coming reign and rule of Jesus. And so we're missing actually the first few verses of that hymn, even in our hymn books. When we sing that at Christmas time, we're singing the second portion of it. I love how the psalmist begins these words. He begins by saying, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things," right? And that's why we gather today. That's why we encourage the kids and they fed us with the gospel message, because the Lord has done marvelous things. And he has, right? The psalmist says, come and see what the Lord has done, and all we have to do is consider history. What has God done? What are these wonderful things? He says in verse 2, "The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations." And so Isaac Watts wrote, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king." It's the miraculous intervention of God into this world, particularly seen in the salvation brought by Jesus. He's the one who has come, and he has worked victory in all those who place their faith in him. And so Isaac Watts wrote, "Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, celebrating the coming of Christ into the world." And we know he didn't only come into the world in Bethlehem, 2,000 years ago, to save sinners from eternal separation and hell. That's not the only reason he came. He came for all of creation, right? The rocks and hills rejoice. They cry out until the full number is brought in. He came for it all. Paul says in the book of Colossians, "For by him," speaking of Jesus, "all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him." Jesus came into the world for it all. And Jesus, second person of the Trinity, has always existed. And we know his incarnation, becoming a man, happened 2,000 years ago. But we read in John 1, the first four verses, John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, there was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." There's never been a time where the second person of the Trinity ceased to exist. But there was a time when God sent him to take on flesh. And we read in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Jesus was there in the beginning. Then he took on flesh to do what we couldn't do, right? Because we know God, he's commanded humankind to live perfectly before him. And we failed, and we continue to fail. But God has sent the answer in himself when he sent himself, the second person of the Trinity, to become us, to do what we could not do, to obey God perfectly in our place and to take our sin upon himself on that cross. He was born to die and then to rise again. This is why Christ has come. He has brought the victory for all those who place their faith in him. The victory as we celebrate, first seen in Bethlehem. And so we sing joy to the world, right? Joy has come and done what we could not do. He has done it in our place, restoring us into a right relationship with the Father. We read in Ephesians 2, 4-7, these words by Paul, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming age he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus." And so Isaac Watts writes, "Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy." This is good news for us today, that the kids reminded us of, that Isaac Watts reminds us of in this hymn, that Psalm 98, the psalmist reminds us of, that Christ has come into the world. He has come into the world for it all. And as he gains the prize, the reward for the price he paid on the cross, the time is coming, right? When the last one is brought in, when the full number is complete, when he returns again for that second advent and does away with death, sorrow, and suffering, and all the nations come to him for counsel. The day is coming when that victory will be very clearly seen. And I end with the last two verses of that hymn. "No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love," right? Joy to the world. This has got to be our song, not only this season, but at all times as we serve Christ Jesus the King. Let me pray. Jesus, we thank you for coming into the world. I thank you for the songs that you've put in the mouths of these kids. I thank you for the work that Laura has done, Lord, to organize this today and everyone else involved. We thank you for the song you've placed in us as we sing the glories of Jesus. Help that song never be absent from our lips. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Just a couple announcements before we move to our benediction and our closing song. A reminder, next Sunday at 3 o'clock, we are going to have our memorial service. If you've lost a loved one and want to acknowledge that loss, join us in that time of worship. That's actually all the announcements I have. Are there any other announcements this morning? Would you stand for the benediction? From the book of Hebrews, "May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good in doing his will, through Jesus Christ, through whom be glory forever and ever. Amen."
To the world, the Lord is come. love.